Hello, good evening. My name is Carlos. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We just conducted a survey on state and national issues, and we would like to include your response to the study. Can you be so kind, share your opinion? I'll be brief. Are you registered to vote as a Republican in the state of Maryland?
Yes, I am.
Thank you, sir. And now, how likely are you to vote in the Maryland Republican primary election for the U.S. Senate in a couple of weeks? Definitely will vote, likely, or may not vote?
I'm definitely going to vote.
Definitely. And thank you for taking the time to help me. Now, I'm going to read you real quick the names of several individuals. After I mention each name, can you please tell me if you recognize that person? And if you do, I would like you to tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion or neutral opinion of that individual. First is Grace Chafee. Do you recognize the name?
Not really, no.
Okay. How about Donald Trump? Do you have a very favorable, somewhat favorable, neutral, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion?
Very favorable.
And Robin Ficker, the same question, same options. Do you recognize the name?
What was the name?
Robin Ficker?
Yes.
Very favorable or somewhat favorable or neutral?
Somewhat favorable.
How about Larry Hogan? Very favorable?
I'm very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable. Thank you. Now, moving right along. If the May 2024 Republican primary election for the United States Senate were held today, from who would you vote? Robin Ficker, Larry Hogan, or Chris Chafee, or someone else?
Robin Ficker, probably.
Thank you. And do you support or oppose the U.S. aid to Ukraine? You strongly support that? Somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat opposed.
Somewhat opposed, okay. And do you support or oppose the U.S. aid to Israel? Strongly, somewhat support, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
I'm somewhat opposed.
Somewhat opposed, thank you. And when you are deciding who to vote for, how important are the following issues to you? The issue of the economy, issues, inflation, family budget, and deaths. How important is that issue for you? Very, somewhat, not too, or not at all?
Very.
Okay, and being a candidate who supports Donald Trump, same question. How important is that for you? Very, somewhat, not too, or not at all?
Very.
And energy independence for this country, how important is that issue for you?
Very.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
And sir, how about the energy's independence for this country? How about the securing and protecting our southern border? How important is that issue for you?
Very.
Okay, and job creation and economy development?
That's very.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your time. We're almost done. So I'm going to read you real quick a bit of information about the U.S. Senate candidate, Robin Ficker. Can you please tell me after each if that information will make you more likely or less likely to vote for him, or it makes no difference? The first one, Robin Ficker will use his position as that U.S. senator to fight to secure our southern border. Does this make you more likely, much more likely, someone more likely, someone less likely, or much less likely to vote for him, or no effect?
More likely.
Okay. And Robin Ficker is a strong supporter of Donald Trump. As a senator, Robin Ficker will actively help President Trump enact his agenda. Will that make you much more, somewhat more, somewhat less, much less likely to support him?
Much more.
Okay. And Robin Ficker said he's running for Senate to fight for conservative Republican values. Will that make you much more, somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less?
Very much.
Very much more. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your patience on the line. Sir, I'm going to read you a bit of information about the U.S. Senate candidate, Larry Hogan. After each, can you please tell me if that information will make you more likely or less likely to vote for him? Larry Hogan is a strong opponent of Donald Trump. Hogan is doing everything he can to stop President Trump. Will that make you much more, somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less likely to vote for him? Or no effect?
I'm not voting for Hogan.
Much less. Larry Hogan say he's running for Senate not to serve one party, but to stand up to both parties. Will that make you much more, someone less, or much less likely to vote for him?
I don't believe that. I think I guess it would be less likely.
Much less, okay. As a governor, Larry Hogan locked down businesses, schools, and other activities during much of the pandemic, while other Republican governors keep their states open. will that make you much more, somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less likely to vote for him?
Less likely.
Much less or somewhat less?
Much less.
Okay. Now, I'd like to ask you once again, if the May 2024 Republican primary election for the United States Senate were held today, for who would you vote? Robin Ficker, Larry Hogan, or Chris Chafee, or someone else?
Robin Ficker.
Okay. Generally, would you describe yourself as a moderate Republican or as a conservative Republican?
I'm a conservative Republican.
Very conservative or somewhat conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
Thank you, sir. And to finish this up, the last few questions are just for statistical purpose only, so we can finish. And which of the following age groups do you fall? 18 to 39, 40 to 49, 50 to 59, or 60 or older?
50 to 59.
Thank you, sir. And thank you very much for taking the time to help me. This concludes our survey. Enjoy the rest of the evening, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
A large zombie was coming.